This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating office visit on Diana Sosares. Last name S-O-U-S-A-R-E-S. First name Diana. Date of birth is 2-12-44. Age 78 years old. Date of visit 1-17-23. This is a 78-year-old pleasant Caucasian woman who is here with her daughter for routine follow-up. She was requesting refills on losartan, rosuvastatin, ezetimibe, and levothyroxine. There are refill requests from her pharmacy for sertralin, though. Patient sees Dr. Wigley or his nurse practitioner, Laura Pugh. P-U-G-H, period. She denies any problem today. She did tell me that although the prescription on the bottle says she needs to take 250 milligram tablets of sertraline, she only takes one for a long time, and she's doing well, period. She has a lab order from Dr. Wigley's office for CBC, CMP, and lipids, period. Past medical history, significant for depression, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, and hypothyroidism. On exam, patient weighed in at 140 pounds, blood pressure is 130 over 78, pulse 82 per minute, pulse ox 96%, temperature 96.8, BMI 23. She's right-handed, non-smoker, non-drinker, no drug use. Head nomocephalic, neck is supple, no lymphopathy, thermogaly, JVP not distended, lungs are clear, heart responds to irregular sinus rhythm, no galactosomas, extremities no edema. Review of the chart shows I see a lab order for March of 2022, but I don't see any results. I did tell them to get the fasting labs on Jan 20th or later. She wants to go to the Caldwell CHI lab. I did tell them that it is okay, that it would be fine. We will give the lab order for free T4 and TSH. We've actually filled out also for CBC, CMP, and lipids, and we'll send a copy to Dr. Fleener and Dr. Wigley. She'll continue current medications. They brought in their medication bottles, and losartan, rosuvastatin, ezetimibe, and levothyroxine all have refills on the bottle. We will call patient back with lab results when available, period. She will return to the office in 3 months or sooner for problems, period.